Neil, you're here today in Edmonton for this announcement of $15 million going towards more research on prions and prion folding diseases. What is the part that PrionNet plays in this?
PrionNet is providing funding, 50% funding, for three major research projects, two at the University of Alberta and one at the University of Calgary. PrionNet is also providing a fraction of the funding for the two industrial-related proposals, one for Sanimax to degrade prion-infected specified risk materials, and the other to Michael Woodside and Aubrey Mendoca of Kenroots to attempt to develop drugs and therapies for prion diseases and related diseases.
Now, why are you taking a commercial route?
This is part of the mission of PrionNet Canada and of the Alberta Prion Research Institute. We very much want to be able to facilitate the translation of good research science to industry, to make it practically applicable to Canadians and the world.
Now, you mentioned that you have a program called Bootstrap. What is Bootstrap and what are you hoping to accomplish with that?
Bootstrap is a program which is specifically targeted toward industrial proposals. PrionNet, because of its funding from the federal government, is only permitted to fund academic investigators working on these industrial proposals, whereas OPRI is able to fund, the other half is able to directly fund the industry. So it's a outstanding collaboration to develop these products and processes.
Now, you mentioned something to do with the disposal of the prion-infected material. What more do we know about that? How can we do it?
At this point, very little is known aside from complete incineration. Prions are extraordinarily resistant to chemical and physical processes that kill bacteria and viruses and other conventional infectious agents. So a treatment in an autoclave, for instance, does partially reduce the infectious titer of prions, but doesn't completely eliminate them. So novel techniques and technologies must be developed to safely dispose of specified risk material from cattle.
Considering what we're finding out about prions now, that our concerns with them are actually much more widespread than we would have originally thought, how is it that we've managed to survive all these years, all these centuries with them?
That's a good question. I think that with the burgeoning of society, of the population of the world, a disease like Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which affects human beings, only appears to be the tip of the iceberg. We have coexisted with one prion disease, one animal prion disease, for as long as there are medical records or veterinary records, and that is sheep scrapie. But only recently has it become clear that prion diseases can arise in other animals, and we're facing down not only bovine spongiform encephalopathy, but chronic wasting disease of deer and elk in the wild. So not only has this recent emergence of animal prion diseases occur, it's also become clear that our coexistence with sheep scrapie is not the rule. We've seen human transmission of bovine spongiform encephalopathy. So suddenly this means that animal prion diseases are much more important than they used to be, and we're trying to face these challenges.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you.